Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got people looking for closure, a girl not having sex, and some great hypotheticals. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Free, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're there every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for telling a friend. That's how this grows. That's how this goes, baby. Listen, it's the Friday after Christmas. And let me just say right now, you're welcome. A lot of podcasts take this week off. You're welcome.
We're the only one here.
We're the only ones here for you.
On top of the mountain.
Right that, right on top of the mountain. And this is a day you needed the gym. You wanted to get in shape for that big New Year's Eve. And guess who's here for you? The Prince of Promos, Jared Free. That's right. J-Train is here for you, waiting on a Friday. We don't disappoint. Shelby's here for you.
Here and alive.
Here and alive. J Train's here for you. Our special guest is here for you. So we need you. Make it your Instagram story. Make it your Instagram story. Let people know that you're listening to this fine quality podcast. Let them know. Let them know.
Feather those nuts.
Feather those nuts. And if you haven't rated, reviewed, subscribed, go on iTunes and do that right now.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Make it happen. Let's do this. I'm very excited for our guest today, an OKP. Over the years, he's come on every, I feel like we have you on every, like once a year or something like that.
Something like that.
Since the beginning, we've done this.
Yeah, for sure.
Jay Nogg, thank you for coming on.
Always a pleasure, dude. Always fun.
Great guest alert.
Pleasure to have you on. Jay, what's going on? Lots changed. I feel like you haven't been here.
Yeah, dude. Got a family now. Got a 1.5-year-old at home trying to grow up.
A 1.5?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
wild.
The crowd is shocked here.
I know. It's crazy.
Are you shocked?
You
Do
know
you
what?
Feel it's, like a dad?
No. It's like, it's wild. You look at dads out in the public and you're like, that's a dad. And then I'm like with my kid, I'm like, I don't feel like a dad. If
no.
That makes any sense.
Do you think, have other dads said that to you? Like, when does it hit? Do you think comedy keeps you out of that dad zone a little
yeah,
bit because you're
sure.
like out at night sometimes still?
Yeah, I mean, you're at the park and all these dads want to talk stuff and I'm just sitting there like, I don't want to talk about this bullshit. You
what know do what they
I mean?
Want to talk about?
I don't know. It's just responsibilities and stuff and I don't, I'd rather just fuck around. You
yeah.
know? Like it's yeah. It's,
all the women yeah, listening I just now are praying to God, thanking that God
oh,
that
I'm
you're
a
not
good
their
dad.
Husband.
Don't get me wrong. I could still be a great dad.
Sure, you could be a great dad. Is it tougher to be a good husband? Is that tough?
It's a juggling act. You got to make everyone happy. And
now they say, like, as I get older, you start to hear more rumors about fatherhood and marriage. And you hear these rumors, and you're not sure which is,
I think
which
it all depends
is legend
on the girl.
And which is true.
Depends on the girl. Depends on what you do. Depends. It's all personality based. You know. Everyone's got a different situation. There are plenty of comics who got families.
You got to meet these dads that are like, I haven't been blown in years. Like you know, like, and then these are worries of the non-married. But I'm saying you hear these things said by sad dads.
Yeah, well, they're doing something wrong then.
Really?
I think it's all on the dude. You got to keep the fire going, regardless of the kid or not. You got to find time. If you don't have find time, then it's never going
to
happen.
I remember I have a friend, and we went to his house, and we were kind of just bullshitting, and he was pretty drunk at one point, and he was like, you know, he kind of got on a pedestal at one point, and was like, he was like, listen, the kid's the kid. If my wife and I aren't good, if we ain't fucking, no one's good. And I remember him giving this speech, and he said it in like the way that you're like, I hope she's not in the fucking room.
Yeah.
But he did say, I did kind of come away from it being like, he does have a point. If the top of the totem pole ain't good, the rest ain't going to follow.
Well, the kid comes first, of course. But okay. If you don't make time for you and your wife to have date night, for you and your wife to have time alone,
yeah.
then it gets crazy where both of you want to put the kid first, but then you're like, all right, we're going to have date night this week. All right, the kid goes to sleep. Friday night, you're in. All right, cool. Let's make something happen. Exactly. You got to keep it alive.
You got to care for it like a plant.
Right. It's
no water that plant.
It's no like 4 or 5 times a week when you were, you know, no kid.
Different
and
story.
Yeah, but you got to get it in at least,
but
you know.
But it was funny. Like the thing I took away from it was less the fucking aspect of it, but the more like, hey, if we're not cool, it's going to fuck him up more than if we're, you know, like if we're cool, the kid's going to be fine.
It's very
easy. If we're
not
cool, the kid, it's going to be harder to make the kid fine. It was kind of interesting to hear that perspective.
Oh, yeah. I mean, kids pick up on everything. So if mom and, I mean, there's energy. So you put energy out there. If you're not happy, that kid can read it.
Do you have the kid, do you hear the kid saying stuff that you say? Like, do you see yourself in it?
No, but what is funny is that he's starting to parrot stuff, and he's trying to say my name because my wife would be like, Jay, come over here, Jay.
Yeah.
And when it comes out of his mouth, it comes off as he's calling me gay because he can't pronounce a J.
Aw. The crowd is heart touched by that story.
So he gives me material. It's nice. He gives me free material, which is fun.
He's like a 90s comic.
Yes.
Yeah, he just throws around gay.
He's a good kid. He's smart. My wife's like number two, and I'm like, we're not going to make one better than this. So let's just maybe stop
right
here and get another dog.
Concentrate on this one.
Yeah.
Let's do this one right. Why do we have to half two half right?
Right. Why are you trying to hedge the bets here?
Yeah. So go follow Jay. He's a fantastic comic, great guest on this show. At Jay Nog on Instagram. Go follow, go support. You have an album out, right?
Album out and working the new hour January 4th at Stand Up New York. So
you're doing the new hour is going to be, you're taping another album.
I'm not taping it yet, but you're going to, if you come January 4th, you'll hear probably 70% all from
so
new.
So January 4th, you'll be putting that on your Instagram, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's
January
on Instagram.
4th, you'll be at Stand Up New York doing an hour. But at Jay Nog on Instagram, if they want to find the old album to get a taste of you, I always say it's a great, these are great complimentary goods, the stand-up album and the podcast.
Of course.
They're complimentary goods because these are different types of shows, but they're things that get you to, you know, through your drive, through your workout. So talk about the album.
The album's called Put Me In, Coach, and it's a culmination of probably from beginning of stand-up, probably the last like 7 years, you know, you're not going to put stuff on it when you first start out.
Mm-hmm.
And recorded at New York Comedy Club, and it's
great
selling
club.
Pretty well, getting good checks from Sound Exchange, so
okay.
It's doing well.
So Put Me In, Coach.
Put Me In, Coach. Find it on
iTunes,
Amazon.
Go listen. Go get a taste of Jay.
If you're broke, stream it on Pandora and
there
all that
is.
Stuff. Yeah.
So get
check
involved with Jay Nog at Jay Nog. You've done the podcast. You know the show. Let's just hit it. You ready?
Yeah, let's rock and roll, dude.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. How do you get closure? Jared, love the podcast. Really appreciate how you always respond to me on Instagram. Really means a lot. Decided to write in thinking maybe someone else could relate and benefit from it. I was seeing this guy for about 3 months pretty casually. Initially, I wanted to be friends with benefits because I was getting out of a serious relationship, but after 3 months of dates and sleepovers, I inevitably caught feelings. Understanding that this isn't what the guy I was with signed up for. I was completely honest and told him I wanted to rewrite the contract to bring exclusivity together, and if he didn't want that, I'd get it, but I'd have to walk away because I was worried I'd get hurt. Well, he said he also wanted to be exclusive. Then a week later, said he changed his mind and didn't mean that. So I was pretty much like, okay, that's BS. I'm out. Well, as soon as I decide I'm done, he comes running back telling me all the things I want to hear. Stupidly, I go back for him to take me out a week later, flirt with girl. Flirt with girls and Snapchat other girls in front of me all night and says he didn't want to be exclusive. So at this point, I was pissed, embarrassed, and just done. But now I'm finding myself having a hard time moving on. I guess because of the back and forth, but my question to you is how do you really get closure? I had no problem getting over my 4-year-long relationship, but here I'm struggling, all strung out over someone I barely even dated. Any and all advice and constructive criticism is much appreciated. Thanks in advance. Sincerely, seeking closure. What do you think?
Well, she went back twice. That's the problem.
Mm.
And the thing is, he probably didn't have anything going for him. And he was just like, oh, I have this right here. Let me go back to her because I know it's a definite.
Yeah.
And then he was like, when he was with you, he apparently doesn't like you enough to be in a relationship with you, an exclusive.
Mm.
And then he was just like, oh, well, let me see what else is out there while I have you over here with me. And it was more for his ego, I think.
Yeah.
So you got to eliminate all social media, any attachments to him that you have. And just think that he was just being a dick. And if you can get that through your head, then you should be able to get over him.
I think he was being a dick. But there's a couple things that are interesting to me here. I think she knows he was looking to just hook up. And she knows from the start that's what he wanted.
Right. She caught feelings. That's the only thing.
Then she says, oh, I want to make this more. And he goes, and for him, men are kind of like a depression era children. We're going to eat everything we can.
Of course.
We've gone our whole lives chasing women, chasing women, chasing women. And the minute that we catch one, we're not going to let it go just like that.
And she enabled him on it by coming back twice.
And he called her bluff.
Oh, so, yeah.
While she knew that this isn't what he wanted, what I want to go back to is, like, she wants to know, well, I got over someone of 4 years, and it's taking me longer to get over someone I barely
did. This is the rebound. This is the new meat.
This is the thing.
The new dude.
I was seeing this guy for 3 months pretty casually, initially wanted to be friends because I just got out, because I was getting out of a serious relationship. You are now having, you're feeling the loneliness of the first relationship now.
That's right.
Because it's like when you get drunk and then you wake up the next day and you're like hungover, but you're like, I'm going to go out to brunch and start drinking again.
Exactly.
You don't feel it until Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You went to brunch on Sunday so that you wouldn't feel bad about Saturday. So this is what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was your Sunday drunken brunch. Now it's less about him. It's more about the loneliness. And getting closure, like, I don't know what, like, you need to, just like Jay said, unsubscribe from this guy. It's over. You know what he wants. Don't go back to someone that's already told you what they want that isn't what you want. Everything you did was perfectly fine. We've all gone back to people that we know aren't good for us. We've all fallen for someone going, actually, I've rethought this. Now that you put it that way, I do want to be with you. We've all made the mistake of being that guy. I've been that guy where I'm like, you know what? Now that you put it that way, I want to be with you. And then a week later, I was like, oh, fuck.
Right. She's got to embrace the loneliness, you know, have girls' night out.
Yes.
And do you for a little bit until you're completely cool flying solo.
And also remember, it's not this guy. Don't let this guy have that much control over your life. Don't give him that much credibility.
I don't even think it's this guy. It's just the guy that she caught feelings for.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
now don't give him that much credit.
Nah.
Understand that this thing, you're just feeling the loneliness for the first time. And you're saying, well, why is this guy hitting me? It's not this guy. It's that you don't have a warm body.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one out there that wants to fuck you right now. And I don't mean it that way in the mean way. I mean it in the way that you just haven't found that next person who wants to fuck you.
Exactly.
They're out there. It's just not this guy. It's just that you're going to be fine. It's just get used to going out with friends, like Jay said, going out alone. Live in this for a minute. Bathe in it.
Also,
that you're not alone in feeling the way you feel.
She enjoyed a different dude after 3 years. So it was also the excitement of a new guy having feelings for her and
also
liking her at different times. Like,
4 year relationships are way easier to get over than 3 monthers.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Right? Absolutely. The 4 year relationship, you've been through the fights, you know what doesn't work, you're convinced it doesn't work.
There's a track record there.
Yeah. You have tried out all the things, you're like, that fucking doesn't work. The 3 month relationship that gets ended by the other person especially, is all the hope, all the unknowns. And we all dress up the unknowns. We all think, well, it would have been, could have been. Well, it would have been the same shit that you just came out of with the 4 year guy.
Also, he has the power in it, which kind of sucks too.
Yeah, Shelby.
Gotta like think of it, okay, you're in your nice warm bed. All of a sudden, like, your bed gets tipped over out the window. You're just sitting on, like, your lawn.
Yeah, you're thrown out of the bed into the cold, and you're like, what the fuck just happened?
But just think, what? I've been outside before.
Yeah.
Embrace that front lawn.
I felt the breeze before.
Get up, walk around, try it out, get the shivers. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jay Nogg. At Jay Nogg on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Super funny. You're going to love him. Let's do a red flag deal breaker.
Red flag.
I like that as a hip hop
deal breaker.
I don't know why it has such a hip hop. It sounds like the red flag one sounds like a rap a dad would make for his kid. Like Jay would make that for his kid to
That's
learn
right.
about the alphabet.
Yes, with my own drum machine at home.
Yeah, yeah. Do it again. Play this red flag again.
Red flag.
That's right.
Well, I take offense to you thinking Bubba Sparks, Miss New Booty, is dad rap.
Is that what that's from?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend your sensibilities. Red flag deal breaker. So here's the game. You're dating someone. One thing happens. Is it a red flag? You just kind of go, that's something I'll deal with. Or is it a deal breaker? You're fucking out.
Right.
Everything else is perfect.
Gotcha.
Red flag deal breaker. Date a guy for almost a year and find out he had a threesome with two girls in his friend group a month or two before you met. So you date a guy for almost a year and find out he had a threesome with two girls in his friend group a month or two before you met. So this could be for the guy version. You start dating a girl and then you find out for a year and then you find out she had a threesome with two dudes in her group of friends.
I feel like for a girl, since, you know, the what is, like, the sliders are different, you could, it's like, could probably be a girl and a guy. Like,
the sliders are different?
Like, you know, like a girl could make out with another
sure,
girl.
Sure, sure, sure. The, like, what's the social acceptability
the
of it? So let's say the girl you're dating had a threesome with a guy and a girl in her friend group.
Right, like a couple
I guess
friend.
Shelby's trying to make this more realistic, too.
The devil's threesome.
The devil's threesome was two dudes.
How often is that happening?
I don't know. Not a lot. I but if it's two, that's almost worse. If it's two dudes in the friend group with a girl I'm dating, I'm going, all right, this is...
Was this filmed?
What's really going on when you're watching football on Sundays?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What, how did this go down? Where did this come from? I got two guys looking at me like I'm the fucking... The one who didn't get the threesome.
Right.
This is the night of their lives. If it's a girl and a guy.
It could be a friend and they're a couple and they're like got drunk one night and then she joins in.
But now that she's still friends with them.
Right.
Like you find out your wife's buddy from work and her and another girlfriend of hers threesome.
Right. I'm talking about after a year of dating. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a deal breaker at all unless he hid it from you. I mean, if it was never discussed and then it came up like randomly was the first time about, hey, I remember threesomes. Like, oh, by the way, this. And
we
he's faithful.
We used to
hook
up. We had that crazy night.
Right.
It was crazy.
And
whatever.
You trust him. He's not a shady dude. Who cares? Something happened in his past.
I guess I'm looking at the positive in this is knowing that, like, you, whoever you're with, the sexual ability of the relationship can now go to a different place. That's how I would think about it. I'd be like, okay, we've been together a year. We're having a year of sex that's been fun and enjoyable. Oh, there's another conversation that's now opened up.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is with guys, a lot of times it happens, girl will be like, oh, I love threesomes. And then all of a sudden, but not with you.
Right.
You know, like, I could never with you. And it's like, what? I missed the fucking parade?
Yeah. I missed your crazy
you
year
know how many girls I've dated?
At 23 years old.
Yeah, yeah. You know how many girls I've dated where they're like, well, I just never could with you. And I'm like, why?
I'm loving. I'm a gentleman. I keep
chivalry
alive.
Because my mom raised me right? Because I have good parents, I can't fucking have a threesome?
Come on, I promise. I'll develop some kind of drug habit.
Yeah, I'll do heroin. So we're saying red flag.
I think it's a red flag. I don't even think it's a red flag. I think she's really overreacting unless she's not giving up information in this email that
especially
we don't
if it
know.
Came up naturally. If you guys were drunk one night, you're talking about threesomes. Well, actually, that girl that I introduced you to is like, I do understand it being a betrayal of trust.
If he
like,
never
this girl's been around. I had no idea that this girl that he was around
These two girls that are always around are people that I
that
fucking,
possibly
that's
kinda,
that would
yeah.
suck.
Right. But maybe he was thinking like, I don't want to make her uncomfortable and tell her this because then
I mean,
she'll
how
feel
do you
weird.
Tell her?
Right. You know, you can't break that out over brunch and just say, by the way, remember those two girls from last night that we always see?
My parents are still together. I have an older brother and I fucked those two chicks that we fucking hung out with the other night. This is like, how do you even?
And I was captain of the football team in high school.
Yeah. Just to let you know, Shelby, what are you thinking?
Yeah, it's if they didn't hide it, if it's just out in the open like a fun convo, it's a red flag.
It's a red flag. If I had a girlfriend that I found out two of the friends that I've hung out with have been involved in a threesome with her, I'd also like, at that point, how friends are you? Like, why are these people still hanging around? To me, it's like vultures hanging around, you know, place they know they can get food from.
It was the real world.
Yes, this is the real world. There's a little so. Okay, here's another red flag deal breaker. Play the hypothetical.
Red flag. Deal breaker.
Swipe app first date. Okay, so you're on a swiping app first date.
Okay.
He picks bar food establishment for dinner. Part one, sits down and says, "I had a great week at work. Closed a big deal. Let's get an appetizer." Part two, after cleaning the nacho cheese off the plate with a spoon till spotless. "Fine, I do this too, but after we've been naked." Says, "Kind of full. Do you want to split a burger?" This is very specific, which I like, but I'm not sure if this makes sense for the game. Right?
Yeah.
This is like, this is a whole...
This is a very specific
some
red flag.
Some pros.
Yeah, which I appreciate, but there's some issues with the writing. So bar established for day one, that's not a red flag. That's not even, that doesn't matter to me. That's a,
it's fine.
You're at a bar for drinks. It's day one.
Yeah.
Who cares? Sit down and says, "I had a great, closed a big deal. Let's get an appetizer." That's not a problem either. Here's the thing with girls, put so much into what we will, the date, what they put so much of their worth a lot of times on the date we choose. First dates are just, let's get this together.
Yeah.
I've gone to bars. I've gone to wine bars. I've gone to fucking, I've not fast food places, but I've been to like places you get like a beer.
Yeah. My first date with my wife, I told her I wanted to go see Argo. Remember Argo came out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, "Why do you want to see a movie?" And I'm like, "Well, you sit and talk before the movie. And then if you're not getting along, at least you see a good movie. And then when it's over, you part ways. But if you like each other, then you go out for a drink after the movie."
I mean, as I would never do a movie date. But here's the thing.
I really wanted to see Argo.
You really wanted to see Argo. And also, here's the thing. It can work out in any way.
Right.
You know, it could be the movie date that you're like, "Well, what does he think about me that he wants to..." We think nothing with this stuff. We think... And I think you should more, as a woman, beware the guy who puts too much thought into the first date.
Yeah.
More than the guy
psycho.
That put no...
Yeah.
That's a psycho. The one where you're like... Like, some girl wrote to me, she's like, "He's taking me to dinner, and then we're doing Cirque du Soleil, and then we will see from there." And I'm like,
"I'm gonna walk
that
on the
guy,
pier to see the sunset," and you're like,
that guy has
weird.
No personality.
Especially after on a swipe app.
Yeah.
If he's like, "This is the
first date.
Molecular gastronomy. It takes 3 months to get in."
Yeah. They're making drinks with egg whites in them and shit. The guy who thinks too much about that first date is trying to put his game on the first date. He's trying to relieve his personality with a place that will fill in for his personality.
Or it's desperation.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, totally.
He's desperate for something that makes him look a certain way.
Right.
The guy that I'd be more cool with is the one that lets himself speak for himself on the date.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you go. You just like him. You could go anywhere.
It's funny the way, though, like when I hear of a guy being like, "Oh, we're going to the Palm. I'm there all the time." To a girl on a first date, or like, you know, like this nice place. I'm like, yeah, that dude is kind of like a sociopath, doesn't really have a fucking personality.
Why would you invest so much in a first date without knowing the person? I don't get that.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Oh, this is my favorite sponsor.
Really?
They're all my favorites. They're like my children. But this one,
you
I just think...
You can't pick an extra favorite. They're
I can't
all
pick
favorites.
A, they're all my favorites. But here's the thing I like about this one is it's the per... I hate giving gifts and receiving gifts. I'm just not that good at that.
I forgot to tell you.
What's that?
I got you a gift.
Oh, no.
But I'm serious. It didn't come in time.
It didn't?
No.
Okay. Well, good. Well, I'll reveal the gift on this, on the podcast once I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. But this would be the great gift. I like this gift because you want something that's economical and also touching.
Mm-hmm.
You want to let the person know that you thought of them while also not breaking the bank.
Right.
Homesick Candles is a great way to do that.
Absolutely.
Because Homesick Candles has different versions of their candle. I have the Massachusetts one because I'm from Massachusetts. I have the New York City one. I live in New York City. I have the Maine one. I went to camp in Maine. These are all things that are a part of my life. So you share a memory with someone. Right now, there's someone that you want to get a gift for the new year, whether it be a boss at work, someone that you know, the person working the front door at your building, people in your life, someone, a girl that you've been seeing a little bit, a guy you've been seeing. You share a place or a memory with them. Homesick Candles is a great way to show that you remember that memory and that that memory was important to you and that they are important to your life. And listen, Homesick Candles has a limited edition mini and 3-wick candles for the holidays.
I love these. I didn't know how much I'd like candles an adult.
Homesick.com, use promo code JTRAIN for 10% off any order over $60 and free shipping. So that's homesick.com, promo JTRAIN for 10% off any order over $60 and free shipping. Amazing offer expires at the end of December, so don't wait. So you only got a few more days.
Everybody loves candles.
It smells so good.
Jamie Lee knows. It smells great. The new mini candles are perfect for as a little stocking stuffer or work team gifts and all the little holiday tips and thank yous that come up. That's the thing. New Year's thank yous. Thank you for a great year. The mini candles are great. What a great gift that's easy and done. Get it done.
Put them anywhere.
And listen, and just for the holidays, you get an amazing discount when you buy 3 or more minis. This is great. Classic size. Homesick candles come in unique scents that reflect all the 50 states and dozens of cities, college towns, and foreign countries. Great way to tell personal journeys in life. Listen, I can't say it enough. This is an easy gift that looks more thought out than it is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we went abroad together. Then you send the candle. They go, you remembered us being abroad. Look at us. So listen, homesick.com, promo JTRAIN. Homesick.com, promo JTRAIN. It expires.
I'm going to scoop some of these up.
There you go. It expires the end of December. Promo code JTRAIN, promo code JTRAIN, promo code JTRAIN. 10% off any order over $60. Get free shipping. That's a deal. That's free money. You, homesick.com, promo code JTRAIN. Find a personal gift for your whole list today. Let's do this one. I like this. I like this one. This one's late. Should I read it anyways? It's going to be late. We should have read it last episode. Help me get a date for your Christmas Eve show. Uh-oh.
Hold on. Oh,
let's see how good their game is. They got a few days. What is it? Christmas is on Tuesday?
This is the 28th.
This will come out the 28th. I fucked her. Fuck. I'm sorry. Help me get a... I'm visiting a couple college friends in New York next week, but I'm also exploring the city on my own for a few days since I'll be there with they'll be with their families for Christmas. I saw that you have a show on Christmas Eve and obviously couldn't pass up the opportunity to finally see my favorite, do stand-up live. Since my friends will be off celebrating with their families, I was going to go alone, but I occurred to me that there might be an eligible bachelor from the tribe. She wants a Jewish dude. Now I'm her grandmother. I got to find her a guy.
Hey, Bubby.
Yeah. The city would be down to go with me. So I guess I'm asking to be my Jewish aunt and help me find a date to your show. To the listeners, so listen. She should come anyways. I hope she came and said hello. But that show, I'm doing shows Christmas. I have done shows at this point. Christmas
right.
Eve. There's going to be a lot of like single people and it's fine. But I'm sorry I couldn't help earlier. I should have read that on the last episode.
Sorry, Shoshana.
Sorry. I like this one. My best friend is getting married and she thinks I want her fiancé. This is Hello, hello. My best friend has recently gotten engaged. Her fiance is amazing. He treats her so well. I broke up with my boyfriend because he refused to do half the things her boyfriend was doing. Randomly sending flowers and going to weddings. I know I asked for so much. The flower random thing is like, that's a weird thing to compare.
Yeah.
But the going to weddings is like, you know, she chose two things. One is like, yeah, your boyfriend should go to with weddings with you.
Right. And the other is like a check plus kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like doing a little much. They moved in together about a year ago. Whenever I would visit, things would always get weird. She would pick fights with him. I never understood why. I wanted to talk to her fiance about it, but I felt really weird reaching out to him without her knowing. I wanted to ask if she acted this way with anyone else would come to visit, but I never asked, and slowly things got easier. She stopped picking fights after a few months. I vented about it to a coworker, and she suggested maybe my friend was self-conscious that her fiance was attracted to me, which made her act erratically. I didn't want to believe it, but it did make sense. My best friend would always bring up how me and her fiance are so similar. He and I have the same birthday, and she believed because of that we have similar interests. That's a weird... Oh, the same birthday?
Someone's reading horoscopes a little too much here.
Yeah, this is random shit like liking Game of Thrones and being artistic, quote-unquote. I don't know. Basically, tonight I was at a keg party. I'm fucking 27, but ugly Christmas sweater parties can sometimes be lit. My best friend was there with her fiance. People began doing keg stands. Neither of us did one, but we kept egging each other on. At one point, the three of us said, I'll do one if you do one. I told my BFF I wouldn't do one unless you go first, to which she responded, I won't start it. You start it. And I replied, I won't start, but I'll finish it, meaning I'll do the last keg stand. She made a weird face and said, noted, and things got awkward. This is like a scene out of the out of like Die Hard. Right,
like, one of these like catty girl movies,
yeah,
you know,
like this, just. But this is like how like two men in Dispendables. What's the
The Expendables?
The Expendables. Like this is how two macho dudes are like. If you don't end it, I'll end it. And then they like look at each other, and they have that weird look across the room.
Or it's very dude centric, where it's like jumping off a cliff or something,
yeah.
Or it's like you go first. Or, yeah,
you start it, I finish it. Like, I can't see two women.
It's like
talking
a Tango and Cash movie.
Yeah.
Man.
Am I just a narcissistic asshole? I definitely want to be one to talk to her about it, but I have no idea how to bring up the conversation. She means so much to me. I literally cry thinking about a future where she's too busy for me. Any words of wisdom or encouragement would mean everything. A very longtime fan. What do we think?
She's got to put it out there. It's got to be a. She's got to be honest and put it out there to her, because both are thinking different stuff in their head and no one's talking about it.
So she sent her Instagram profile.
Oh, we got pictures. All right.
So, but she also, she sent it being like, blank on Insta, not private, feel free to creep. Of course I'm going to creep. Here's her with the bride and future bride and groom.
Right. Both attractive girls. I mean, I don't.
They're both attractive.
Different looks, though. Total different looks.
But that's kind of. I'm sure that might be part of. She's hot.
That's the fiance?
This is the girl who wrote in. She's cute.
Oh, that's the girl who wrote in.
And here's the fiance. She's cute, too.
Why is she in the middle of them?
This is what I'm wondering. See, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, her friend feels threatened.
Absolutely.
I feel like
the
one
the
who wrote
again.
In it is
But the friend is hot, too. Like, I'm looking at a picture of... Here's the one getting married. She has in her profile the ring, which means this marriage... There's a lot going on. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of things that we can take away from this, you know? We don't want to make too many assumptions, but this is her best friend. So she... It's not like she's... Here's the thing. Yeah, I don't
she's
know.
Cute.
She's cute. But here's the thing. She looks totally different than the friend. So I could see if I'm going to like try and put myself in the shoes of like what's going on here. I would say the friend is intimidated. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. She feels a little threatened. And I think it's all in her head, though, because if the guy... He's been treating her so well for all these years, and she's broken up with dudes because he's not treating her like he treats her friend. The guy's in love with her. She just has a complex because she sees how attracted her friend is. And probably and they sure playfully flirt a little bit, I'm sure, sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm sure... Here's the thing. When the backbone of your breakup is my guy isn't as good as your guy, then the wheels start turning. And here's what happens in relationships. They're talking about you. They, as a couple, she's probably said, like, oh, she thinks that you're such a catch, like gives him shit. And then he's like, she's cute. She's going to be fine. And then that's like
right.
snowballs into you think that she's hot. And because they look different, she's going, well, you guys will check out girls who are just look different than the one.
And you have
dating.
The same birthday. You
and
know?
Same so, birthday. So it's over.
Yeah, it's done.
I don't know. How does she bring this up to the fucking
the
girl?
The dude doesn't have to get involved. The dude doesn't have to get involved.
But I would say,
if they're best friends, you could be totally open and just say, hey, I've noticed this little tension and this and this and that. And just be open and completely honest and say, I don't want your man, this and that. Because maybe she has to hear those words out of her mouth saying, like, I don't want your guy.
Yeah.
And then it will make her feel better. But when she's not saying these things and saying all these good things about her guy, she creates these scenarios in her head.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a tough one because you don't want, sometimes you don't want to reveal what, like sometimes taking the curtain off of things makes it worse. You know, where she
But you
goes,
shouldn't question it. You shouldn't say like, do you, just say like, hey, I just want to let you know that your guy is great and this and that, and I am not attracted, like make her feel
but the
comfortable,
words
but
not attracted to her, to your guy, is saying that almost says the same thing to me as I notice that your guy might be attracted to me. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
they're best friends, though.
I know.
They should be able to hash this out.
She should be able to say to her best friend, hey, I feel like we've had, like, weird tension since you gotten engaged. If I'm noticing something that's not being noticed, then please tell me I'm wrong. I think saying I'm not attracted to your guy is a little too sexual.
Okay.
Like, if you just say, like, put things in new terms. Hey, I just want to let you know I love you. You're my best friend. I literally come to tears thinking of you and not in my life. But ever since the engagement, I feel like there's tension. If there's no tension at all, tell me. But we're best friends, and I just want to make sure there's nothing here. I just noticed that sometimes we get in these positions where, for whatever reason,
it gets a little awkward. Yeah.
And we've never had that before.
And I just want you to be happy and all this. Yeah.
Is it that I'm not doing enough for your wedding? You can make it about other things.
Yeah.
Am I not doing enough for your wedding? Do you want me to be less involved? I think you make it about everything that isn't the guy.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe she goes, I don't know. I get in my head because, you know, my fiance says you're cute and you broke up with your guy because, like, she might break down.
Right. Yeah, if you go too aggressive, she'll get defensive.
She'll get
sure.
defensive and she'll be like, oh, you think my guy's attracted to you? Right. You know what I mean? Like, I think leave that out. I think just
no, you're right. Yeah.
Attack the relationship. Mm-hmm. Attack, we were this way one day, we were this way the next day. Am I just going crazy here because I love you so much?
Is it all in my head or?
Is it all in my head because I love you so much that I would never want our relationship to end? Nothing should get in the way.
I'm curious how this turns out.
I am too, because the thing is they're both, I do understand, like if I was him.
I couldn't have my wife have a best friend like that.
This is playing major. Well, this is playing major devil's advocate. This is playing major. Like I'm assuming a lot, but as the guy, where he's like a fine looking dude too. Does he have an open? Yeah, his profile's open. Here's him getting engaged. It's on the Instagram. Yeah, does he have more followers than her? No, they're pretty much the same. I'm trying to really look into this, Shelby.
There's a lot of factors at play.
This is the Instagram investigator. I know what's going on here. I know what I'm doing. I'm just saying.
That's a new thing.
No, she has way more followers than him. But she wrote the ring in the profile.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the ring in the profile, that's almost a doth protest too much.
Well, it's like any it's like, guy who tries to creep just sees that and is like, all right, well, you're.
Well, it's also like. Her putting a boundary around him, you know. So I'm just saying, I could see why she. Here's the thing that no one will tell you. You guys look different enough that I would want to check out your friend while fucking you.
For sure. Yeah.
Do you know
Without
what I mean?
Without a doubt. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's not like it's same.
No, it's you guys two different flavors right there.
It's Ginger and Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
That debate has gone on for centuries because they're two totally different looks and there's no real right answer. So I'm sure that part of her thing does he want the other flavor? And that's in her own head. I'm not saying he's a part of that.
But do you think she's all about not trusting her fiance, or do you think not trusting her best friend?
I think it's about male and female relationships and not being sure how to handle it. And not being sure what's right, what's flirting, what's friends. And hearing that she was like, I want a guy like yours.
Right. So if they're out one night, she wasn't feeling well, went home, would she would feel uncomfortable leaving her best friend?
I don't think she would feel uncomfortable, but she would... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would hope not. This is your fiance.
Right. If you feel uncomfortable, then you shouldn't be getting married to this dude.
But I do understand how if there's any, like, all jealousy needs is a seedling.
Oh, yeah. And then it just grows and grows and grows.
Yeah.
So, same with insecurity.
So,
same thing.
But this
yeah.
is the same. Her email comes from the same place as the girl's insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
Her email is through the insecurity of, like, does she think I want to fuck her husband? And then the other, her friend's insecurity comes from, is she into my fucking husband? You know what I mean? Like, they both have a seed of jealousy that started, or a seed of insecurity.
And is this girl who wrote in being 100% honest?
Yeah, and sometimes you got to know there's a boundary, too, where it's mm-hmm. like, she's like, I didn't want to text the boyfriend, but it's like, yeah, good job not texting.
Text the boyfriend.
But you guys, I think the advice still stands. Go to your friend, just be like, make it about your relationship. It was this way one day. I get this vibe that it's this way now. I would be like, it would be the worst mistake of my life to lose you as a friend.
Is there something bothering you? Did I do something wrong?
Like, can I make a change to make it, or am I just seeing something that's not there?
Yeah.
But don't make it about the romantic.
Yeah, don't bring up the dude.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Do we have time for one more email?
We do.
One more email.
Sexually frustrated girlfriend.
Hmm.
JTrain, feathering the shit out of those nuts from Astoria. Shout out to Shelbs. Big fan of the show and you up. I listen to all NPR and Planet Money and Serial, and now I listen to you talking about coming every week. So thank you for that. It's a nice email. I appreciate that email. I need advice. I need sex advice. Boyfriend and I are in our mid-20s, lived together for a year, but dating for 6. We are not a perfect couple. We fight and struggle over the years, but I love him very much, and we make it work. I'm happy in the relationship. Don't want to lose him. Our biggest issue is our sex life, and honestly, I don't know where to begin. I come easily and quickly most of the time and prefer oral, but crave sex for the closeness and variation. Do we have her order? That was like a fucking Starbucks order.
What is this? What is this fucking perfect person?
Yeah. Who is this angel?
Maybe you're a little too bossy, huh?
That comes quickly from fucking oral, and we'll have sex from time to time too.
Dream girl here.
Yeah, where are you? How can you teach other women your ways? I come easily and quickly most of the time, prefer oral, but crave sex for the closeness and variation.
You would think that's a dude, right?
Yeah, right? My boyfriend has a very low sex drive, and it takes forever to him to come. Yeah, these are like, they've done a body switch movie. She's a dude, he's a girl. Boyfriend has a very low sex drive, and it takes forever for him to come. He hasn't come from sex in years.
What? This is crazy.
It's crazy. How does he come? I generally initiate sex about once a week and usually get rejected.
When I peg him, he comes. It's really weird.
He'll only do it in the morning, which I don't love.
What?
I have to be on top. He will do nothing or pull me on top. And then he can't come, so I have to jerk off, give him head. For basically 5 years, aside from the biweekly one-sided oral sex, 80% me receiving because he's not in the mood, that's it. Every single time. Hey. I want him to initiate sex a lot more and at night. I want him to use different positions where I'm not doing all the work. I want him to have more sex at least once a week, and I'm sick of being rejected. It hurts so much when he rejects me and makes me feel like I'm the problem. I've tried so many times to talk about this, and he gets really defensive and or just shuts down. Is my sex drive too high for a girl or anyone? Let's start with that question. No. There's no such thing as too high that isn't getting in the way of your life.
Too high, unless you're asking for like multiple times every single night, 3-4 times, then that's a problem, yeah,
there's
I feel.
No, but I just think it's not too high if you're not fucking.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's only too high, just like you said. Like, even multiple times a night, if you're on the same page, it's fine. But getting upset after doing it multiple times a night, that's when it's like you got to know that everyone has a different amount of, you know, juice in their fucking mm-hmm. system. If the sex is getting in the way of your everyday life, yes, it's too high. But these are all relative.
Right. Depends on the relationship for sure. But this dude.
But this isn't too high.
This dude has.
Is there something wrong with me?
No.
No. I think we can. Three men here. We all just agreed she's a.
You're
a
all good.
Sexual angel.
Mm-hmm.
Come on over to 26th Avenue and 14th
there
Street.
You go. 26th. Oh, you're. I was like, what planet is that? Oh, that's Queens. Does my boyfriend prefer porn to sex? I don't know if he prefers it. I used to do a bit about this. Masturbation and sex are just different.
Are some people, like, I don't know how old these people are. So that's
in
something.
Their 20s.
There are dudes who are, if you start, I don't know, from internet porn didn't get into my life until after college and everything like that. So if you're watching porn from when you're in high school and this, that could, depending how much, that could definitely fuck you up. But this
she writes, I've caught him jerking off and wouldn't mind if I were, if we were more active, but I feel jealous. I can enjoy a little me time too, but I'd prefer it with him. Well, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I just find it strange, only in the morning, never at night, which is weird. Like after a couple of drinks and you go out, like how you not come home and want to bang. That's strange.
Well, here's where I'll defend him. I've been in the position where I want to fuck, and then I'll go out for dinner, and I'll be like, I just ate too much to fuck. And right. I'll feel like physically uncomfortable. Like the thing women don't really give guys credit for is we need to feel good about ourselves too to fuck.
Yeah.
So I could see where it's like, listen, if you guys.
But it doesn't seem like a case by case. It seems like an all the time.
It seems like an all the time. It's been 5 years. So I'm just saying to just know we have to attack this from like, what's his issue? And she needs to look at, it's been 5 years. Has he gained weight? Is he less enthusiastic about work? Does he not feel good about himself? These are things.
Maybe he doesn't love her anymore and just staying with her because it's comfortable.
That's a more serious. That's something she doesn't want to hear, but
right,
that's
a
reality.
It is a possibility.
Guys, earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Yeah.
Sorry, sweetie.
I know we're doing your email, but you might not want to hear this. But yeah, that's of the possibilities. We have to look at all the possibilities to then to question them all to then have the. And what she needs to do is have the conversation with him.
Well, she says she tries to, and
he gets defensive.
And he avoids it. I mean, there's a possibility this dude doesn't like girls.
And he's already.
She's his beard?
I don't know. Because they are having sex. He's coming from something. He's coming from a blowjob. Like. And that's not to say I couldn't come if I wasn't into the. You know what I mean? Like, I could still come.
Yeah,
if
you
I
just
was
sit there and think of something else.
Yeah.
Shelby? Yeah, the when you hear like a woman say like, "Oh, I'm 28 and I've never had an orgasm," isn't that kind of like what? You hear that, and then like you hear from a guy that's even more insane.
Yeah. When you're like, maybe you're not with the right person or whatever. But I do think
nothing's wrong with her. Something is off with him.
Was there something off? We need to figure out. But I think that's why the conversation. She needs to first of all look at where he's coming from. And then she writes, this email, how can I approach this best? He's tried to work on it, but always loses it after trying something new, and we just end up back to the same routine. I'm about 10 to 15 pounds heavier than when I met him. Could it be my body? No.
Mm-mm.
It's not that. Could it be that he's bored
of me
and needs variety? There could be something to that he's just like, this is
what we do. So self-conscious, and he's like, out of routine, and then gets all in his head. He's like, am I doing this right? Is she enjoying it? Is it?
He couldn't come in college from one-night stands. He could only come from recurring partner or girlfriend. But he's also but he's also on medication.
That I was just going to ask that if he's on something.
Your sage wisdom would be appreciated. Your thanks, Climax Czar, and esteemed guest. Sorry for the long email. No, this is a good email. There's a lot of different possibilities.
If he's on antidepressants or something like that, that doesn't help. Definitely messes with your dick for sure.
Yeah. I think she maybe needs to take different approaches. Here's two things. One, bring up a sex therapist. Like that, we had one on the show, sex doc. What was her name? Rachel?
Liv Hoffman?
Rachel Hoffman.
Yeah.
She was great. I would go to her DMs and fucking DM her and bring her the question. This sounds like, because these, like all the issues we bring up are like deeper.
Yeah.
You know, not, we're both looking at each other being like, it ain't her body. It ain't that he isn't attracted or, you know, if he's gay.
I don't think it's anything to do with her at all. It's all him and in his head or.
But we know that, like, I just know the times I've turned down sex or been uncomfortable in sex or when I don't generally feel good about myself. So I think that could be a part of it. He might
or
not
I'm
like
in my head or in your head.
In your head. Or, but these are head things. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's never that I'm like, who's this gross person next to me? You know, like it's never that.
Yeah, it's never the girl.
So just know that it's deep. And if he gets also he gets defensive, that means it's even deeper than he maybe want to admit. He may be looking at porn that he might be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
You mentioned can't come until he's pegged. Maybe he wants that.
Possibly.
Maybe that's something that he's into with you. You know, and he's embarrassed to say because you guys are so. The problem with long-term relationships is the routine is that you can be embarrassed to go off the routine.
Something up and get judged.
Well, that's the thing.
Right.
Girls take things so fucking personally all the time. If a girl looked at us and was like, I want you to buy a dildo and shove it up my ass while you fuck me. We wouldn't look and go, is my dick not enough?
You'd be on Amazon right then and there.
Right then and there. But when you say to a girl, if I said to a girl, that girl's haircut, I think it's so hot. She would go, so you hate my fucking haircut. That's how those conversations go a lot of times. So a lot of guys have been like, someone's listening right now going, boo-hoo, fuck you guys. I'm just saying, this is on our minds.
For sure.
We're not sure how to get out of the road that's been built. How do you unbutton the shirt that's been buttoned wrong?
Especially for years.
So here's a couple things that I would do. I would start with coming in through a different door, not his butthole. I'm just saying. We gave this advice out on the podcast a couple years ago and it worked. I would say, and I would use the same advice for this. I would text him at work that you had a dream about you two fucking. Okay? That last night you had a dream. We gave this advice before and it worked, right?
Yeah, I think I do remember that.
So listen, you text him in the morning at work. You say, I just had the craziest fucking dream about you last night. And describe everything you want done to you by him. Describe if you want fucking him to turn you around and you want him to fucking lick your asshole, you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you be as descriptive as humanly fucking possible. And you say, and this is my first piece of advice. Then you go to the sex therapist, then you bring it up. But this is your chance to be like, let's fucking take a right. Let's zig while we're zagging. You describe this perfect sexual evening. And then you end it with, and make it that he was doing it to you in the dream. And that you're sitting at work so fucking wet. And you can't get it off your mind. And all you're thinking about is how much you want that dream to become reality. That should motivate him. He now has the fucking menu.
Right. He has the resume.
He has the resume. You said it was him. So now you're playing to his ego because he's sitting there going, she's dreaming about me and my dick.
But he could totally flip that in his head and say, that's a lot of pressure. Oh, I don't know if I can.
If that's the case, he's fucked up.
Yeah.
If that's the case. But I'm saying this is like such an easy rope for him to pull at.
Yeah, I'm thinking this dude issues.
But I think he does too. But I think you got to give. I think you always give people the chance to be.
Right.
To go with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, you can use it against them in the relationship court. You can say, hey, then the conversation becomes less defensive. You have actual real numbers to lean on. You could say to him, hey, a week ago, I told you exactly what I wanted and how I wanted it to happen. And most guy, and I think that it's weird that you didn't pursue that. And then he can go, well, if he gets mad at that, you say, I don't want you getting mad. It's just, we're together 6 years now. And I just gave you this like fantasy night where all I did was ask you to make it happen. And I wrote it all out for you. I wrote you the ingredients and you didn't make the pot pie. Why aren't you making the pot pie? And now I'm beginning to get personally affected by it. And this could ruin the relationship. As much as I don't want to lose you, this could ruin everything. Should we go talk to someone? Is there something that you're not telling me? I think this fun thing, if it happens, great. Go down the choose your own adventure of that book. But if it doesn't happen, now you have to choose the other adventure. The other adventure is to say, right, we got to talk about this.
Right. Let's see if he takes the bait. And
see if
not,
he takes the bait. If not, which both you and I think he won't.
Then you got to go to Siriusville.
Then you go, hey, I gave you like the easiest opportunity to fucking defile me in the most hot, asked for way. And I say defile for those of you who are like, that's a bad, but that's like a sexy
right
version.
There are a couple. It's fine.
And then it's like, you didn't take it.
Why didn't you take it?
Why didn't you take it? I don't think it's me because I'm just being sexual with you.
I'm putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. But I'm here to help you. I'm here to do this with you.
Right. She has to make sure that she's supportive.
I'm on your side.
Yeah.
If you say to me the weirdest sexual thing, if you say to me that you've been looking to fucking fuck a goat in bed with me, I'm with you. We're going to the zoo.
But it's illegal in New York State.
But we're going to figure it out.
We got to go to a state that it's legal.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But just know I'm here with you. That's why I wrote that.
But is there anything too weird or freaky that would make her be like,
well,
whoa.
She has to decide on that,
right,
too.
That's
she's
the
gonna,
whole thing,
you know,
too.
But, you know, but they also reach out to a sex therapist. We had her on the podcast. If you Google sex therapist, J Train podcast, it was a few months ago. Sex doc Rachel.
I believe it was Sex Doc Hoff.
Sex Doc Hoff, at Sex Doc Hoff. So, Jay Nog, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, dude, thank you. Always a good time.
Fantastic.
Appreciate it.
At Jay Nog on Instagram. Go follow. Go support.
Come down January 4th, guys. Come see the new hour. And if you like...
Stand Up New York.
And if you like or hate Trump, I got a podcast, Making Podcasts Great Again.
Perfect.
JL Colvin does an awesome Trump impression. We just fuck around with pop culture and politics, and it's like... It's a short podcast, 35 minutes, and it's just
love
takes
it.
Care of the news.
Make podcasts great again. Shelby, we got time for a news item?
We do.
Let's do one.
So some possibly good or bad news, depending on your opinion of this news story.
Okay. I guess that's every news story, but yeah, go on.
You fly a lot.
Big flyer. Delta... Platinum member sitting amongst you.
Moving up in the world.
Nog, you a flyer?
You a flyer?
I'm a flyer.
What's your airline?
What I like the best? I would go Delta or JetBlue.
What do you mean, what do you like the best? You haven't committed to an airline?
No, I have not committed.
I can't even speak to you.
I don't
anymore.
Commit.
You got to commit. Okay.
How do you guys feel about emotional support animals?
Well, I'll say this. I have been loud on Twitter about the emotional support animals because this fall I flew every week. So I was in the skies and I saw these animals. I got in an argument with one of them.
That was crazy.
I got in an argument.
The person or the animal?
The animal.
Okay.
I posted, it's on my Twitter still, but I posted on Instagram about...
you should pin that.
I should pin it.
Yeah.
But then the dog you know, wanted to... take me, you know, wanted to report me. What's his
what
name?
What happened?
It's a dog. It's a Great Dane.
Oh, jeez. That
so,
is not a surprise.
So what happened was my friend was on a flight from Boston to Florida, and she sent me a picture of, because she knows that I have been tweeting a lot about these emotional support dogs. And, like, listen, they've gotten out of control. I've almost stepped in shit at the airport inside.
That's awful.
So this is, but it's like a casino. There, people are like, don't let the casino into town because then crime rates will go up. The more people in town, the more crime that happens. The more dogs in your airport, the more chance for you to step in shit. I'm okay with an emotional support dog. I'm okay with it. What I'm not okay with it is when people use the rule they can't even, I don't even mind the people that use the rule to get the free flight for their dog. Like, I don't even mind the people that are cheating the rule, that went and got a doctor's note that said they had fucking, you know,
right.
you know, body dysmorphia, right. so now they need
They're
a fucking dog.
They're afraid of windows up in the sky.
I get, that I even get. What I don't like is when people take advantage of the rule to a point that you're making everyone on the flight uncomfortable, and then you say, then you defend yourself with your disability that's quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it used to be so...
Colonel, the emotional support dog. That's the name of the dog.
Like, there used to be a black lab or a yellow lab that were so stoic.
Yes.
And if you even looked at them, the person with them would like, do not even think about petting this dog.
Exactly. This dog is a former Navy SEAL.
Yes. Always a vest.
Yeah, the
three
vest,
tours in Iraq.
Did three tours, and now it's with me, helping me get on this plane and defending me because I don't have I have anxiety that you've never even believed. I get.
I just can't watch Saving Private Ryan on my computer. The dog has flashbacks.
Dog is. So here's Colonel the Great Dane. So I get this picture sent to me, and I post it that I can't. It's a. Look at how big this fucking dog is.
Yeah, Great Danes are like small elephants.
Yes. Look at it. Colonel the Great Dane. So I post a picture of this dog not knowing that it's famous. Okay? So I post this picture and I say, I can't bring a 4-ounce water and you can bring your fucking couch on the plane. And then I post it on Instagram thinking it'll be a good Instagram post too. Then people start tagging Colonel. Because he's a famous emotional. So Colonel the Great, 155 pounds, 2 years old, clumsy nude lap cow, service dog, and canine good citizen. That should not be allowed to be a service dog.
No. Where does it
sit? Then the response is, what if they buy the dog a ticket? I don't give a fuck.
Hey, is this airline being compensated for this? Well, that's not your problem.
The point of let's compare it to a person. If a person's too big for the seat, you work out over the course of the flight where your arm goes, where their arm goes. A dog, you look over and go, hey, can you stop? The dog's drooling on me. The dog looks back and goes, woof, woof. Fuck off. And I'm a dog.
Right? Just licks its balls and stares you in the face.
And then fucking licks you.
Yeah.
So it's not a human. And then the thing is, these owners have this like weird...
It's a complex. It's a strange complex.
They all. And so this colonel messages me, your fans are trolling me. Please take the photo down or give me credit.
Trolling me.
Like Colonel wanted a tag.
The dog's not reading these.
He has 881,000 followers.
You should have wrote, I want proof that Colonel's writing this.
Look at it. He's on someone's lap right here.
That's crazy.
How is he on top of a person? He's on top of. And a plane.
How?
Who was walking onto a plane being like, oh, there's enough room for a fucking zoo? It's not the case.
But where does that dog go?
On the chair in between you and me.
Well,
so it's always got a middle seat?
Yeah,
not
window
if
seat.
You're a fucking...
Well, I'm proud of Delta.
Delta, they you go on flights 8 hours or more? Maybe if you go to Aruba.
So No, Aruba's 4. This is out-of-country flights. So you can report the story and then I will jump in because I have an issue with
this. If you are planning a flight longer than 8 hours, Delta says you are no longer able to bring your emotional support animal, and neither support animals nor trained service animals will be allowed on any Delta flight if they're under 4 months.
So here's a picture. Now there's a video of a lion next to Colonel the Great Dane. He's as big as the fucking lion. All right. Here's what I'll say about this. Delta, I'm proud of my airline. Proud of my team. Delta was like...
I'm a fan of Delta.
Listen, I'm a Delta guy. I'm proud of them for taking a stand for not listening to the noise, because it's very easy to wave the flag of you hate people with disabilities. That's what the people do. The people getting the free ride for their dog without disabilities will tell you you hate people with disabilities.
Oh, yeah.
Just to protect their free fucking flight for the dog.
It's like,
and that's what
it's
I'm
like
trying,
being offended. It's like the same kind of shit.
Totally. It's the people who don't really have the issue that have the issue. So my issue is, and I've asked around, when I saw this story come out about longer than 8 hours, this is only international flights now. You never see the emotional support dogs on international flights. You know why? All of a sudden, they don't get so anxious when you have to take care of your dog in Rome.
You got a lot of sights to see there, you know?
All of a sudden, I'm not feeling so anxious when I don't want to take care of my dog in Bali.
That's what I get. Okay, people need them. But for me, it doesn't make sense that if I'm going to be flying across the country in a couple days, Christmas, that would be so stressful with the lines and all my luggage and this. What if you're like, oh, and you have to bring a Great Dane with you too?
Dude,
that would be like, what?
We've gone crazy. But this is the thing. They don't want to pay for the kennel. They don't want to pay for the babysitter. So they'd rather, and they don't want to pay for the flight. So they want to bring it on with them for free, bring it to their parents' house and have it run around. The minute these people, because I went to China. Wouldn't you think China, a flight to China that's like 30 hours long, wouldn't that be the most anxious one? Not one support dog? I flew 13 weeks in a row.
Well, they're in fear of their support animal becoming dinner. Well, I think that's...
But I'm saying I flew all these weeks. Oh. What is that?
China.
Oh, that's... So excuse me. I had no idea.
I expect there's something a little more
saying,
not PC.
It's not a coincidence that the international flights seem to have less dogs than the national flights. Mm-hmm. And the coincidence is one's a vacation, 2 week vacation that you don't want to fucking deal with a dog. And the other is a weekend vacation that you can leave the dog in the room and be totally okay.
Right, for sure.
It's
double
crazy.
Standard.
It's a double standard. It's crazy. Listen, and the reason I know I'm right, I saw this already. I saw this with untimed SATs. I saw this when people realized they could say they had ADD or fucking, you know, they had a fucking bowel movement that was wrong. All of a sudden, they got untimed SATs. Mm-hmm. All these kids going to Harvard all of a sudden couldn't see.
All situational based.
It's all situational based. I saw this already. I saw people using the rule and the people who needed the rule to get theirs. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thank you for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Jay Nogg, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, dude. Always a pleasure. And have a happy, healthy.
Thank
and
you. Happy New
Merry
Year.
Merry Christmas, all that good stuff.
We'll be back on New Year's Day. I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone that listens. At Jay Nogg, thank you for coming on. Go follow, go support. I'm Jared Fried. It has been a magical year. We've grown this year a lot. More in comparison to other years, right, Shelby?
We left a place, went to another, left that, and came here to
That's
Harlem.
Right. That's right. So we have moved a lot, and the numbers have moved up, and that's because of you, the listener. I am eternally grateful that you guys enjoy the show. I love doing it, so it means a lot that you would enjoy listening to it. For those of you that don't subscribe to Patreon, that's something I want to be doing more of in the new year. Coffee with J Train is one of my greatest joys.
There might be other new stuff happening in the new year.
There might be other new stuff.
Innovations.
A lot of innovations coming to you. So if you want to join Patreon, patreon.com/Jared Fried. We'll be back next episode. We'll be back next year.